For anyone on a special diet or with a picky eater at home, these are especially trying times. Dalia Colon, producer of the Zest podcast, is one of countless parents trying to keep their kids entertained and fed during the coronavirus outbreak. She sent us this report.
My 3-year-old son, Benji, basically lives on string cheese and strawberries. For my 7-year-old daughter, Nora, yogurt is its own food group. So explaining to them that I can't find all their favorite foods at the grocery store has not gone over well. And favorite foods can be a comfort for kids, especially when the rest of their routine has been upended. So I was looking for some ideas when we invited Benji's preschool friend, Heather, and her mom, Lauren Rozier, over for a playdate.
She's here, Mommy! Heather!
Hi!
Hi! We sat on my patio, the kids playing with water toys, while Lauren and I traded war stories. What's Heather eating?
Heather's been real big on soup, so we have princess soup and ramen, and always breakfast for dinner, like sausage gravy biscuits or something with eggs on the side. I don't know. We've been doing easy, easy meals.
Oh, that's good. Ramen already, though. You're already reduced to ramen. I thought that was more of a week two food.
Hopefully we will all eat before we have to hunt or find where the Doritos live.
Where do the Doritos grow? I should have planted a garden like 6 months ago.
That's true.
But I didn't plant a garden 6 months ago. So for lunch, we order pizza.
Thank you for calling Flamingo Pizza. How can I help you?
Hi, are you delivering today?
I want pizza.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Mommy, I want pizza.
Okay, go to your room for 5 minutes and I'm going to get the pizza. I'm ordering the pizza right now. Sorry about that. All right, so we'll do 2 larges, 1 plain cheese and 1 half cheese, 1/2 black olives.
That should be there in about 45 minutes.
Okay, thank you very much. While we wait for the pizza, we make smoothies with what little fruit I have on hand. Hey, Benji, come here, buddy. We're going
to
make a smoothie. You don't want to do it? Did I mention the kids aren't exactly chipper these days?
Put some strawberries in there?
Yeah.
Okay, put some in.
Okay, just dump them in there, like half of them maybe.
Okay.
That's probably good. You can break it up with your hands. Are your hands clean, Nora?
Yes, my hands are clean. I just washed them.
Okay, just checking.
I've never done it with the oranges. They're just cuties?
I don't know what these are.
Whatever they were?
They were in the fridge. But my hands smell good. They don't smell like bleach water, for once. We turn on the blender. In an attempt to lift everyone's spirits, I pour the smoothies into plastic champagne glasses. Then the pizza arrives. Nora, you want to say grace?
Yes. Dear God, thank you that we got to eat pizza with some of our friends who got to be here today. Thank you that we got to make smoothies and have a nice afternoon. Amen.
Oh, that was good.
How does it taste, Benji? How's your pizza taste?
Good.
Everybody happy for the time being?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a win. At least until dinner time. I'm Dalia Colon at home in Riverview.
Well, since she recorded this story last week, Dalia's family has decided on no more play dates. And you can share the ways your family is coping food-wise on the Zest Podcast Facebook page, and we hope you subscribe to the Zest Podcast as well. You can find it at thezestpodcast.com. That's thezestpodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.